Hello?
Robert, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is Zach. We spoke
This is, go ahead.
yesterday.
Yesterday?
Or yes, sir. About your property on South Jefferson.
No, not yesterday. You
Oh,
mean,
the day
what's
before.
today?
I apologize.
Okay.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about it, and
Yes.
you want 175 net number to
Yes.
you.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's more than I want to pay, to be honest, but
Yeah, but it's not what you want. It's what
no.
it sells for.
Well, at the end of
You
the
can't
day,
always have it your way. I'm sure you've done business before. You don't always, have it your way. If you have it your way all the time, then there's an imbalance there.
yeah, you're right. So I am willing to do it at 175, and I will pay for all closing costs like normal, and that's what I'd be willing to do. It's more than I want to pay, but we've had several conversations, and it kind of puts my mind at ease, with the communication that we've had. So, if you want to do it, I say let's do it.
Okay. All
So,
right.
I got a couple questions for you.
Okay, go ahead. Let me close this paint up because I'm painting.
You're good.
Okay.
You still with me?
Yes, it is here. I'm going to close this paint up because I'm painting. Hold on a second, I'm painting the bathroom. Hold
Anytime.
on. Okay, I'm back with you.
All right. So, my next question is, when we go through with this, everything I buy is, I buy, we've talked before, I have property in the area. I don't, I've seen the outside of it. When I'm confident in saying I'll do it, I am. Some people prefer to meet in person. Some people, are fine doing it electronically. Do you have any stipulations or any objections on, doing this digitally?
Well, I would assume that we would do it in person.
So
Electronically, it's convenient and all,
yeah.
but depending on the period of time or whatever, I may not necessarily have the people that with me that or my son may be working at, but my daughter may be working because they're more computer literate than I am.
Sure.
So I don't have a setup at my house. My son has one at his. My daughter has one at his.
You use email, correct?
Yes.
So, the way that we do it is we just send you an email. It's a one-page document that says we're buying it, for this particular property, it'd be 175. Property sold as is. We pay all the closing costs.
Right.
That's really all it says. You know, would you have any objections on doing it electronically?
Yeah, I don't think that would be wise for me because I have a laptop, but I'm not that connected. I have email and stuff like that. But you got to have people to co-sign, and it's got to be notarized and all that other stuff. Even though you're paying for all of it, the paperwork got to be in order. And that takes at least a half an hour, an hour, you know, to make sure everything is right and verifying things.
Yeah, so as far as, you know, on my side of things, you know, I do this. I buy houses like this, you know, contract email all the time. You know, I've already bought in two this week, same situation. I mean, if you prefer to meet in person, you know, that would be fine. I have an office here in Ashland. But, you know, what happened is, you know, we signed the agreement, says I'm buying it for $175, and I think that we discussed, you know, 30 days would be doable. Closing.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. See, my attorney got to get paid.
Yeah.
And things like that there. So.
We're paying for closing costs.
Yeah, you're paying for the cost, but I haven't even talked to him about it. I will today. No, can't do kind of late today.
Well, I'll
catch up with him tomorrow or have you talk with him. You know, I'll speak with him first, and then you could do that and see if he go along with it.
So if we're paying for closing costs, we do, you know, we do like to use the same settlement agent. It's, you know, it's in our best interest too, because we close a lot of deals with, you know, said attorney, and it makes, you know, everything work like an assembly line. And if you need your, you know, lawyer to review the documents on your behalf, that is fine. But as far as closing, we do, you know, we do prefer to have it close with, you know, our attorney, and he can handle seller and buyer side at our expense.
Right. Okay, I understand that. I'll talk with him tomorrow. I'll put a call with him this evening, or if I catch him before he leaves the office, and you know, see what he says.
Okay.
Because I've never done it by email or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've always, you know, sat in an office or whatever it is, and
sure,
done it that way.
Yeah. So it's a pretty simple agreement. The paper page, we're buying it as, so you know the price, closing 30 days. I mean, is there anything in particular I can answer for you? Are you just not?
Well, you're buying it as is, you know. I don't know what other you know, specifications or things that you want. When you say as is, meaning just the way it is. And,
yes, sir.
I just got to talk with him. That's it. See what he says. You know, his fee probably would be less doing it that way. And if he goes along with it, then it's fine with me. I should say he or his assistant.
Mm.
They both attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Do you know his name? Because what I can do is, you know, I'll send it to him. But as far as, you know, closing, you know, we do prefer to use our attorney since we are paying for the cost.
Oh, yeah, use your attorneys, but I got to have my attorneys go over the paper, too.
Sure. And typically,
so it wouldn't be any really difference. It's just that I'll be paying him. Or okay. You'll be paying you, whatever the case is, but it's better for us both to have an attorney.
Sure. So, yeah, mine can handle both sides, but if, you know, what I'm saying is typically, you know, you sound like you've done this quite a few times, and, you know, an attorney will review paperwork often and just say, yeah, like, you know, looks good, or can we fix that, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Typically, they'll look it over and they'll just say, you know, they'll give you suggestions, but typically they don't charge you for that. So,
yeah, well, my attorney will charge me at least something for legally viewing what it is and just make sure for my security everything is cool.
Yeah.
I'll probably, it's a small fee for me. I'll take care of that. But
okay. So, yeah, I mean.
Because he's still going to, I'm going to occupy his time. He can probably put in a requisition to you for payment.
Sure. So,
I mean, I want to pay both.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I mean, we're taking care of, you know, closing costs, you know, on, you know, every party. But we, you know, $175, like I said, is more than I want to pay. So I don't want to go outside of that boundary. So if you, you know, if he were to charge you something just for reviewing something, you know, that would, you know, that doesn't include, you know, that's outside of, you know, what I'm.
Yeah, it's outside of the thing. Yeah.
Okay. So as long as.
Yeah, because let me say you this. It may not mean much to you, but. The fellow that usually sell property for me is a licensed real estate person. And even Red Wing or Redfin or whatever it is had a proposed listing of it, or they listed it on Amazon or something, or however they do it. And if you went on those websites, you would find it. They had quite a difference in price. $50,000 more for one, and $40,000 more than what you're paying for the smaller one or the other one next, which is 205.
Yeah.
And they talk retail with it being with the brokerage.
Yes.
So. If you get it for $175, you're getting the deal. I don't know why you just have limitations, but sometimes you can't have it always one way. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to make maximum profit. I understand that. But you got to be fair in the market, too.
Well, Mr. Ingram, that's, you know, I think that we found some common ground together here, and, you know, I'm happy to send this over to your attorney as long as, you know, we've communicated that, you know, properly. So, you know, if he decides to charge you on that, then, you know, that's on him typically.
Yeah, no problem. I don't have problems with that. So,
okay.
I mean, so you don't have to be apologetic on that.
Okay.
So I'd rather pay him. And if you find errors and, it, you know, you have to correct it or whatever it is before I get myself in a jam.
Sure.
Yeah. Not saying that you're going to do something wrong, but he also has work in my benefit also. It should be one-sided because you're going to pay for all the closing.
Correct. So I'll send it to your attorney, and then he'll review it, and he'll let you know if he has any concerns. I don't see why he would. It's one page. It's short and simple and to the point. So what is your attorney's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I got a couple. I got a Miss Bailey.
Who
and
is your
I have a Mr. Mercer.
Okay.
So I think I'm probably going to use the one here in Petersburg. Other than that.
Is that Mercer?
Yeah, Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R.
Name John?
No. His name is Hal.
Hal Mercer.
Yeah. He's not Caucasian, he's black.
Hal Mercer attorney. Okay. So I'll get this over to him.
So it may be either one, preferably the one here in Petersburg, because it's maybe cheaper. The other guy has a branch here, associate that works. He works through, but he's normally in New York.
And you said his name is Thomas Howe. I'm sorry, Hal Mercer.
H A L period. Actually, it's Harold. M-E-R-C-E-R, Mercer.
Harold Mercer. Okay.
Yeah.
Normally I can find him online, but I'm not seeing anything. You don't happen to have his email or anything, do you?
No, I don't have an email, but it's
Harold Mercer.
Yeah, I have his New York address or whatever. But he has an associate down here in Petersburg called Richmond. But I would probably use the one here, the female that's here in Petersburg.
Do you know the name of his company?
I don't think he has a company, just it's a private attorney.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you that information. No problem.
So how about I'll get his information from you tomorrow, if that works.
Tomorrow I'm going to be traveling, but what time do you have here? Let's see what my phone has. My phone acts up sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, what time do you have? My screen's gone dark.
5:40.
5:40?
Yes, sir. So he's out.
I'm working overtime. Yeah, he's not in the office now. Or she isn't in the office. Yeah, anytime after 2 o'clock tomorrow would be good.
All right, I'll give you a call then.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care.